The fullness of God is in every single one of us, regardless of where it manifests itself in our physical form. You've got to be able to look at the people who are in your life, who may be causing you difficulty, who you may feel do not understand, who you may have trouble with, and instead of looking at them from a physical perspective and seeing the body that isn't cooperating and doing what you think it should be doing, you've got to see them not as a human doing, but as a human being. You've got to look into that soul and relate to it there. Look past their form. Look to the invisible, the divineness that allows them to be alive, and relate to that part of them just this once. Rather than ordering them around or judging them in some way, relate to them as if that spiritual perfection were what you were addressing, that is beyond the form. This is a great exercise for shifting to a spiritual consciousness, because you will no longer be coming from the need to dominate. Instead, you'll be attempting to empower them, where you previously viewed them as subservient to you. And once you begin to see past the physical body of those around you, you begin to relate to the very same individual force that flows through you and them. You'll begin to see that that invisible intelligence that's in you is in them, and that in some invisible way you're connected to this person. And now you begin to treat them as if they were you. And isn't that what the Golden Rule is all about? Just treating others as you would want to be treated. And you shift your consciousness just for a moment, and you begin to see this isn't a person who is trying to manipulate or control or is being bad. This is just a soul who is behaving in a certain way. And how can I empower them? I ask myself this over and over and over again with my children, with my wife, with the people that work for me, and the people that I work for. When I give my talks or when I write my books or when I produce these tapes, how can I empower somebody rather than how can I dominate and control them? The minute I relate to them the way I would like to be related to, the minute I relate to them as if they were me, as if we were both the same, with just two different physical manifestations who have the same invisible intelligence flowing through them, the moment I'm able to do that, I suddenly find myself empowering them, helping them to overcome the things that aren't working in the relationship. And it becomes transcendent. And real magic begins to reign where real tragic used to.